Ellen White's Writing and Reading. As mentioned in Chapter 6, Ellen White carefully refrained from reading works on health or visiting Dr. Jackson's health institution at Dansville, until she had penned the basic 31-page treatise on health published in Spiritual Gifts, Volume 4, in August, 1864. In 1867 she wrote more specifically of this, mentioning the pressure under which she had worked. I therefore crowded into Volume 4 the most essential points in the vision in regard to health, intending to get out another testimony in which I could more freely speak upon the happiness and miseries of married life. With this consideration, I closed up Volume 4 that it might be scattered among the people. I reserved some important matter in regard to health, which I had not strength or time to prepare for that volume, and get it out in season for our 1864 Eastern journey. The family left for this three-month-long journey in mid-August. They spent 3 weeks at Dansville and then continued on to fill appointments, returning home November 11th in excellent health and good spirits, Ibid, November 22, 1864. The pressures under which they labored on this 11-week trip may be deduced from James White's article titled Home Again. Since we reached home we have been in a perfect whirl of business matters. The health question is attracting great attention from our people, and the promised report of our visit to Dansville, New York, will appear as soon as we can get to it. We also want time to read up, and give some lectures to our people, on the subject of health. Work increases upon our hands, and we design to be free from every unnecessary burden, so as to labor the most efficiently for the present, as well as the future good of our fellow men. Ibid. After catching his breath, he wrote, in an editorial titled Health Reform, of the need of publications on the subject of health at prices within the reach of the poorest. Then he announced the plan to publish pamphlets on healthful living, How to Live, in each of which Mrs. White would furnish a liberal chapter. He declared, "We shall claim no skill as physicians to cure the sick, but shall draw from personal experience, from the Word of God, and from the writings of able and experienced health reformers, facts for the common people, which we ardently hope may teach them how to preserve vital force, live healthfully, save doctors' bills, and be better qualified to bear with cheerfulness the ills of this mortal life. We propose to furnish 6 pamphlets, each to contain not less than 48 pages, put up in paper covers. Ibid, December 13, 1864. When they were completed and published, James White wrote of their preparation. "These books have been prepared with great care by Mrs. White, who has devoted the past 6 months almost exclusively to them. She has selected, from the ablest and best authors, those portions which relate to everyday life. She has also written a chapter for each one of the 6 pamphlets, entitled Disease and Its Causes. Ibid, June 6, 1865. There has been some speculation in regard to the relation of her 6 articles and health materials she read in connection with compiling the How to Live pamphlets. The only answer of any definiteness to this question is found in her statement written for the review 2 years later. She declared, "After I had written my 6 articles for How to Live, I then searched the various works on hygiene and was surprised to find them so nearly in harmony with what the Lord had revealed to me. And to show this harmony, and to set before my brethren and sisters the subject as brought out by able writers, I determined to publish How to Live, in which I largely extracted from the works referred to." Italics supplied. Thus Ellen White explained a procedure she was led to employ in carrying out the charge that she and James must be teachers in healthful living. She received the basic principles in vision. In teaching how to apply them, she drew on the experience and counsel of physicians working in rational lines.